What's going on, everybody? This is Patriot Underground. So before we begin the show tonight, I just want to say a few words on behalf of patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. You see the web address right on your screen. This is an amazing company, folks. I want to urge everybody to click the link in the description and check this out. This is an amazing opportunity to reallocate your financial resources with all of your spiritual and political values, folks. These are great products that are made right here in America. Top quality. This company has a 90%+ retention rate for a good reason. They have amazing products, amazing customer service, and most importantly, you'll sleep better at night knowing that you made the switch along with 2 million other Americans and growing every single day, folks. This is a financial revolution in the making. We have the power to completely upend the traditional big box system, and I do believe that Patriot Switch is a huge step in the right direction. It is a no-brainer. We're talking about a purchase that you're going to make regardless whether you do it with the good guys or whether you do it with the bad guys is up to you. But I urge everyone, once again, please click the link in the description. It is worth your while. PatriotSwitch.com. I wouldn't steer you wrong, folks. All right, everyone. Enjoy the show. Patriot out. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is March 31st, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation update report, and we're going to get into a lot of different topics, including the latest on the Trump arrest. But I first wanted to cover some very important intel from both Q the Storm Rider and Benjamin Fulford that paint a really excellent picture of where we are right now. So let's connect some of those dots, and we are ultimately going to see where they lead and how they lead directly to a Trump arrest. Now, the collapse of the banking system is directly related to where we are headed in terms of military tribunals. It's important to understand that the war in Ukraine is more or less a money laundering tool for the cabal. And that is in essence because the Russians have shut down the largest money laundering center the world has ever seen, literally at the nation state level. And so they're using the defense of Ukraine as an excuse to send billions of dollars in cash and weapons, of course, that don't actually end up on the front lines and rather are supporting the cabal financially. This is all about replacing their revenue streams. Yes, it's not as if the cabal isn't funding the resistance to try to prevent the Russians from liberating the area and from seizing all the incriminating evidence, but you have to recognize that the lion's share of this money that's being sent supposedly to Ukraine is actually ending up in the pockets of the usual suspects at Davos. So the enemy has a dual objective. They need to make up for their lost revenue streams, but they also need to get the United States directly involved in a war because they recognize that there's no possible way they can win in Ukraine without direct involvement of the U.S. military. And that's, of course, why there is this massive push on a PR level to try to garner support for World War III escalation. And that's also the reason that we're expecting a nuclear false flag event in order to draw us into the war. And if you want to understand why this banking cartel is collapsing, you need look no further than the issue of foreign nations dumping U.S. Treasury bonds. Certainly, you've heard Jim Willie talk about this in detail. We're talking about trillions of dollars in U.S. Treasury bonds issued to well over 100 nations that the U.S. bankrupt corporation cannot honor because they've stolen all the money. And a perfect example of this is what's happening in France. The reason that Macron pushed through this whole pension reform bill was because they can't afford to pay out on the pensions, the same way they can't afford to pay out on U.S. Treasury bonds. The formula is very simple, and yet they have created very sophisticated methods of camouflaging what they've actually been up to. But in essence, we the people put money into the system, and that money is stolen in this worldwide Ponzi scheme, and they manipulate the markets and data with interest rate ploys to prop up the system while padding their revenue with off-book dark money. And now all the chickens are coming home to roost in accordance with the financial wing of the Q operation, as their illicit streams have been massively interrupted. Although, as Jim Willie pointed out the other day, there's still an awful lot of work to be done in terms of taking down the cartels, especially in a similar way that Ukraine was targeted by the Russians. But the French certainly know what's happening. They know that their money has been stolen, and this is causing massive civil unrest, and very likely, as I stated, will result in a military coup. I happen to believe that Macron at this point is being puppeteered in large part by the White Hats. And some of the intel I've heard suggests that he was flipped behind the scenes some time ago. And then, of course, we have a very interesting situation in Germany. This is a topic we've been discussing in detail because of Germany's importance to the economic viability of Western Europe. And yet at the same time, they rely on Russia for their energy. So this CIA-led nation has actually defected from NATO behind the scenes. You recall that we discussed the change in narrative behind the Nord Stream 2 sabotage as a rationale for Germany to disentangle from the Ukraine war. Because what's happening, folks, as a result, is crippling Germany's economy. And they knew they could not sustain the hyperinflation that's causing their industrial sector to collapse. The metal industry in Germany has been severely wounded in this process, and that's the reason that the Germans have been constructing deals with the Russians behind the scenes, not just for their energy needs, but also to develop a new security architecture in Europe, because they recognize that NATO is dead. Not only that, Deutsche Bank is now being connected to the Epstein blackmail rings and money laundering operations that are inevitably going to result in military tribunals. So the Germans and the French see the writing on the wall. Two very powerful and influential nations in Western Europe. And this is absolute coffin nails for the cabal. And then if you add Saudi Arabia and Turkey into the BRICS conversation, then you basically have no more North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which is the whole idea. And by the way, folks, it's not as if the military tribunals we're expecting are only going to occur in the United States. We're talking about the world courts who have launched investigations into all of this. We've heard about the ICC issuing arrest warrants for the COVID pandemic, or plandemic, I should say. And you can expect similar announcements for banking-related crimes. All of this is interconnected. And what's truly amazing is that this investigation has been ongoing for the better part of 3 years, and the mainstream media has completely suppressed any reporting in the hopes that they could shift the narrative and ultimately make all of this irrelevant in the minds of the masses. That's always their plan. And this is why the push toward world war is so important to them. Obviously, they had hoped that they could distract us with a wide variety of different propaganda-driven nonsense. But the waning influence of the MSM has made that tactic basically impossible. It was just reported that CNN's ratings were down 61% in the month of March. And you can bet your bottom dollar that that figure is actually a lot higher. But regardless of the percentage, the point here is that the mainstream media is dead. They have no credibility left. And as the primary tool of manipulation becomes ineffective in terms of controlling the consciousness of the general population, the only move that you really have left is worldwide chaos and creating a situation where people are fixated on survival rather than justice, but it's not going to work. And then, of course, we have this situation in Israel unfolding, which I've covered in some detail lately. Don't think for a moment that the only factor driving the unrest in that country has to do with judicial reform. A big part of what's really going on behind the scenes is a domino effect created by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. That's maneuvering the banks in Israel and many, many other countries across the world into a position where they can no longer hide the numbers they've deliberately manipulated in order to mask their insolvency. The SVB collapse is far more significant than most people realize in terms of the domino effect that it's created. We're talking about a $10 trillion loss that's being felt all across the world. And this is leading to the collapse of nation states. And so while the mainstream media would have all of us believe that this just happened out of nowhere, the reality is that this collapse has been happening for over a year now. And it's only recently gotten to a point where it can no longer be hidden. Obviously, the cabal has been busy trying to prop up the system in all the ways that we've discussed. But we're coming into the phase now where they're running out of options and all of their fraudulent tactics are being brought into the light progressively with every passing day. So as all of these cabal-controlled governments worldwide start to fall, the entire planet is going to become aware through the process of disclosure and ultimately military tribunals that the banking collapse is tied directly not only to economics, but to worldwide money laundering operations and, of course, a wide range of depravity that has been fortunately massively reduced due to the White Hat Military Alliance operations. So make no mistake about it, folks. We are on the verge of a massive collapse here in the United States that the majority of the population still has no idea is coming. And this, of course, is why we are so blessed to have been awakened ahead of the masses. This is going to be a biblical event that's going to take down every pillar of the cabal's power and expose all of their evil operations driven by the military-industrial complex, which, of course, we've expanded in this modern era to include big tech, academia, mainstream media, and big pharma. But this is going to result, ultimately, in the collapse of the UN, NATO, the European Union, the World Health Organization, the CDC. Every one of these corrupt organizations is going to be dissolved as all of these criminals caught up in this evil web of depravity are going to be swinging from ropes or facing a firing squad. Jeffrey Epstein is really only the beginning of unraveling this sordid web of depravity. The cabal control of the world banks through the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds has been in large part exposed by individuals that the alliance has coerced into defection. And we can also not forget about the McAfee servers and the 32 terabytes that lays it all out there in gruesome detail. The entire world child trafficking ring is going to bring this planet to a standstill once it's fully declassified. The enormity of what's coming will shock the world, as Q told us. And right now, the awakening is happening in stages. But there's no doubt that we're moving out of the covert stage and into overt operations that will declassify the truth for the whole world to see and leave the cabal completely exposed and unable to walk down the street, as Bush Sr. famously predicted. They literally will have nowhere to hide, especially now that the underground war has reached a critical stage and all of their escape routes have been cut off both beneath the surface and off planet. So we have all of these NATO nations defecting, not only France and Germany, but also Poland, Italy, Austria, Hungary. The list goes on and on. All of these nations are aligning with BRICS, and their support of the Ukraine war on the surface is actually part of the Q operation to fully bring down NATO, which is the military arm of the cabal. Q the Stormrider has indicated that all of these nations have made a secret pact which will connect their banks to an EU BRIC subsidiary system in the wake of the Russian campaign once Kiev has been captured. And even though Poland is sending jets and Germany is sending tanks to the Ukraine, he's revealed that this is actually part of the military plan connected to bringing down NATO and exposing the corruption of the UN, the EU, and the IMF in the process as a part of this overall pantomime. So now that the truth about the Nord Stream explosions is becoming mainstream, the infighting within the Pentagon and the CIA has reached an all-time high. And when you look at Putin's actions, it becomes very clear that he's working with the alliance behind the scenes. Notice how he strategically waited to make certain announcements, with the culprits of the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage being the perfect example. Rather than come out immediately and directly point the finger at the United States, he allowed the situation to play out. And now, more than 60 countries across the world have issued memorandums and/or have come to resolutions to investigate this sabotage in more detail. Because, of course, this is the exact tool that the enemy was using to draw all of these nations into direct conflict with Russia under false pretenses. So when we look at the tactics of how Putin is operating, once again, they subscribe to the principles of game theory. Allow the enemy to play their hand, knowing that you hold trump cards, and wait until the exact right moment to expose their deception in order to garner more public support for the overall effort to bring the system down. Like Q said, instill fear in your enemies and allow them to make disastrous countermoves. This is exactly what Putin is doing. And I do believe that in time we'll also discover that President Xi Jinping in China has operated in an identical manner. And for those of us with eyes to see, it becomes clearer with every passing day that these individuals are indeed white hats, despite the optics and the disinformation associated with the fog of war. Those of us in the fifth dimension can see beyond the optics of fifth generational warfare. And so what we're going to see unfold as a result of all these investigations into the Nord Stream 2 pipeline explosions is that documentation is going to be produced, which will prove unequivocally that this was an act of war by the United States intended to garner support for a declaration of war against Russia, as I mentioned before, under false pretenses. This is treason at the highest level. And we know that Q told us the system is so corrupt that the military is the only way. But the alliance strategy has to have the force of law behind it. And that's the reason why these operations are taking so long to play out from the perspective of we the people. But the reality of the matter is that game theory strategy, by definition, requires the alliance to wait for the cabal to play their hand before they strike back with devastating counter moves that will inevitably bring the enemy down. So what's really happening here in terms of the Nord Stream pipeline is that the deep state is being exposed, particularly within the military. And as these investigations have come into maturity, Russia has now openly blamed the U.S. for fundamentally breaking the terms of their alliances and treaties with dozens of countries in order to foment a global conflict. And because Russia and Putin are leading the charge here, we have to consider that they have the vast majority of humanity on their side. We're talking about more than 3.5 billion people. And in an economic context, more than 80% of the world's GDP. The entire world is turning against the West. And this is only going to accelerate as more of the truth comes out. Whatever faith remains in this idea of the U.S. democratic system, and whatever confidence remains in the petrodollar, is being snuffed out as we speak. I'm sure by now everyone out there is well aware that the world courts have issued arrest warrants for Trump, Putin, and Xi. And what's brilliant about this strategy is that despite the optics of making Putin appear like a criminal on the world stage, the fake Biden regime is unable to back the world courts, who have brought charges against the Russian president and Trump as well, as I mentioned. Because this would indeed expose their entire operation. Once again, the alliance has maneuvered the cabal between a rock and a hard place. And that's why nothing can stop what's coming. The Obamas, the Bidens, the Clintons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the CIA, they don't want anything to do with the world courts. And therefore, they've denied access to information, to documents, to military assessments, or any other matters pertaining to Russia. Or, of course, Putin or the Ukraine war, which seems like a contradiction. So if you don't understand game theory and you don't know who the players are in the White Hat Alliance, like we do, this seems like quite the mystery. But as more and more people join our ranks and draw back the curtain, the panic is escalating to a fever pitch in D.C. Not only D.C., but also Davos and the United Kingdom. As the reign of this wicked system suffers through its final weeks and months of existence in extreme fear. We have them exactly where we want them. And of course, this isn't just about the Nord Stream pipeline. Let's not forget about Hunter Biden's connections to Ukraine, which include the big guy, as we know. Now, my understanding is that the money laundering ring operation set up by the CIA inside of Ukraine goes all the way back to the 1960s in terms of its origin. But of course, it was the color revolution led by Soros and Obama in 2014 that was intended to set up Ukraine as a money laundering state that was completely under their control so they could literally run hog wild and do whatever they wanted, is the issue that's being directly confronted by the Russians right now. And prior to the onset of the Russian incursion into Ukraine, most of the world had no idea what was really going on in that part of the world. Now, Q the Stormwriter has indicated that Russia will march on Kiev and in the process cut off any military communication lines from Poland into Ukraine, which function as NATO/US military intelligence conduits. And reports also indicate that the Russian people are massively behind their president. Tens of thousands of citizens have enlisted in the Russian military over the past several weeks and months to add to their already staggering manpower. And now that Bakhmut has basically fallen, this has paved the way for the liberation of the rest of the Donbass and the march on Kiev. So if you listen to the mainstream media, you get the impression that the entire Western world is allied against Russia. But in reality, this couldn't be farther from the truth. All of these Western European nations want nothing to do with this war against Russia and have been pushed into this. But we're going to see a massive backlash in the not too distant future as the new security apparatus centering around Russia and China provides these NATO nations that have been held hostage a way to extricate themselves from this NATO war machine. The simple fact of the matter, folks, is that the BRICS nations are thriving economically and militarily. And all of the NATO countries want out of this failing system and into the thriving BRICS alliance. Q the Stormwriter reported that an estimated 4.8 billion across the globe are supporting China and Russia and are actively involved in trading with them. And that includes France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Hungary, the Netherlands, Slovakia, Poland. The list just goes on and on. So as the Ukraine literally runs out of ammo and Ukrainian soldiers are dying in a four-hour lifespan inside the Bakhmut kill zone, the truth is becoming clearer by the day that Ukraine is in deep trouble. And therefore, world support is falling for this NATO-US CIA proxy war against Russia. And as disclosure continues to accelerate and the Nord Stream investigations expose more of the truth, we're going to see direct investigations into the CIA and the Pentagon for their role in this treasonous act, as well as their crimes related to all the U.S.-funded biolabs, not just in Ukraine, but in Taiwan as well. And as we've discussed, this is one of the major reasons that the Chinese need to go in there and take care of business. Reports have indicated that the Russians actually have real-time surveillance video of the entire Nord Stream operation, which is even more evidence that we're witnessing a pantomime, in my opinion. This sabotage was a very well-coordinated military sting operation, or one of many, I should say. And according to U.S. intelligence wires, generals inside the U.S. military at the top of the power structure are well aware of these upcoming congressional hearings slated for this summer that are going to expose the truth once this footage becomes available to the public. And because all of this is connected, we are going to get multiple levels of D-class stemming from this one event, as the investigations unravel the interconnectedness of what appears to be a compartmentalized power structure on the surface. We're going to find out exactly how the COVID plandemic was engineered. And as all of these layers are deconstructed, the rabbit hole is going to lead back directly to the CIA murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And in my belief, the public appearance of Junior and many others who are waiting in the wings, not only to answer all of the questions and mysteries associated with this Q operation, but also to bring much needed healing to a broken world. And of course, you've heard me many times discuss our role in these exact efforts, being divinely appointed for this moment in history. All of us were chosen individually by our Father in heaven for this exact moment. This has been a long and difficult road, but when we look back through the annals of history, we're going to realize that at this very moment, on March 31st of 2023, we were entering the final phase of a years-long storm. None of us know exactly when it's going to come to an end, obviously. But we can see the walls closing in on the enemy, and we can know that their day of reckoning draws near. Now let's touch on a little bit of intel coming from Benjamin Fulford. He said in a recent report, quote, "The collapse of the Western financial system is a mathematical certainty because recent rate hikes created at least an $8 trillion loss for financial institutions. Governments have been trying to foist this on the people. Revolution will be the result." And this is why unprecedented unrest is overtaking France, Germany, Pakistan, Israel, and many other places. And then he goes on to point out the Khazarian mafia started avoiding reality first by allowing banks to lend $100 for every $8 they have. These are the so-called Bank of International Settlements rules. This is dangerous because it means more than 10 times leverage. Then, since this was falling apart, Bill Clinton Rockefeller upped the ante by allowing 1,000 or more times leverage. This turned most of the Western financial system into a giant hallucination known as derivatives, with countless gazillion, an imaginary but very large number, being batted around inside bank supercomputers. The problem is, the rest of the world, especially the Asians, insisted on being paid with money backed by things that actually exist. To keep paying debt to Asia, etc., in the real stuff, the United States of America Corporation and its owners stole oil from Iraq and other countries, extorted Japan's nest egg, forced the world to buy toxic vaccines, etc. The war in Ukraine was their last hurrah, as they used it to sell off their weapon stashes and launder stolen cryptocurrency via the Ukrainian central bank. Absolutely spot on. Then he goes on to say, since even this was not enough, the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, etc. began extorting even more money from the European and American people. For example, they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline to force Europeans to buy liquefied natural gas from the U.S. at four times the price they paid Russia. That is why the EU's total LNG imports from the U.S. increased 154% in 2022 compared to 2021. Needless to say, European living standards dropped accordingly. This is one of the reasons why Europe is now in flames. The biggest extortion now is coming from the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank hiking interest rates. As a result of recent rate hikes, the Indian Express newspaper estimates U.S. banks have lost at least $2 trillion, while banks outside the United States have lost $6 trillion in investments in interest-sensitive assets since 2022. Against this conservative $8 trillion loss estimate, U.S. banks insured by the FDIC have nearly $24 trillion in assets, while the FDIC only has $125 billion in its war chest. Even this $125 billion is gone because U.S. banks borrowed $153 billion at a punitive 4.75% rate against collateral at the discount window. This is even more than during the Lehman crisis of 2008. And then he goes on to say, this financial crisis will inevitably lead to the collapse of the World Bank, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, and most international financial institutions, as well as many governments. This is absolutely incredible, folks. And then in another wire drop, he points out that, quote, what's happening now has never happened before in human history. We are witnessing the first ever world revolution. Riots in France, the U.S. military disobedience of fake President Joe Biden, the unification of the Muslim people, the collapse of Credit Suisse, and many more events around the world are all interconnected signs of this. It's all part of the overthrow of a hidden ruling class that has presided over the planet for thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. The final result will be both mind-boggling and liberating for humanity and Earth life in general. And in terms of expanding Russian influence, he points out that in Africa, a large group of countries has asked for Russian help to stop the French Rothschilds from stealing their resources. This alliance between the global South, the global East, and the Western White Hats is leading to an implosion of the Western financial system and regime change in a variety of countries. The collapse of Credit Suisse is a reflection of this. Notice how none of the so-called mainstream news articles about Credit Suisse talk about the real reason why it's collapsing and why takeover by UBS and the Swiss government bailout will fail. Let there be no doubt, it will fail and bring down with it the Federal Reserve Board, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, the World Bank, the UN, etc. These are truly incredible times, folks. And to really solidify our grasp on what's been happening, I also want to share a Cue the Storm writer post underscoring what the Cue operations that we've been living through have accomplished. He says, quote, Cue is a United States military intelligence operation working hand in hand with the President of the United States. Donald John Trump was hand chosen years ago by the United States military to be the face of this critical and historic operation. Cue is not a single person, but a team of high-ranking persons with Cue-level security clearance, executing operations that have been planned for many years. Some of the objectives are a massive information dissemination program meant to expose the massive global corruption and conspiracy to the people, to cause the people to research further to aid in their great awakening, to root out corruption, fraud, and human rights violations worldwide, and return the Republic of the United States to the constitutional rule of law, and also return the people worldwide to their own rule. In short, the Cue operation is the greatest criminal sting, an anti-treason / sedition event in world history, end quote. So as Cue the Storm writer reminds us, the classified and sensitive nature of the information that the Cue team has been in possession of requires game theory tactics that have been adopted by these saviors of humanity. They knew that this process would be frustrating and would cause a great amount of anger, but at the same time, they also knew that this approach would be even more devastating to the enemy, which is the most important thing. The Cue operation was always intended to develop a grassroots movement amongst the people that would end with the Great Awakening. And we're not far off from the culmination of this military strategy, which is indeed military planning at its finest. So regardless of the optics, as time passes and we get closer to direct confrontation with Russia and China, we have to understand the principles of game theory. It's very likely that we could see this nuclear standoff develop between China and the United States. And I've talked about that possibility in the past. And therefore, a narrative being adopted by Trump and his allies to basically demonize the CCP in order to bring the United States together as a nation as all of this unfolds. But in the aftermath, the plan, of course, is to expose the alliance strategy. And in that process, make peace with the very nations that are being set up to appear as our enemies at this stage. But again, we always have to remember that Trump has repeatedly said that our biggest threat is not Russia, it's not China, it's not North Korea, which is going to play a role in this as well, mark my words. He continually tells us that our biggest threat is the deep state. And this brings us into our discussion about his arrest. Now, I've been saying in recent episodes that despite the head fake of the New York City DA, Alvin Bragg, and of course, all of his cronies that are puppeteering him, that this was not going to go away. I've also stated that this is probably the first of multiple indictments against Trump. They're trying to go after him for 34 violations of business ethics in association with this whole Stormy Daniels farce, and that's just one case. The Gateway Pundit reported yesterday a Manhattan grand jury voted to indict President Trump. The indictment is currently under seal. However, according to a leak to CNN, President Trump was hit with 34 counts related to business fraud. CNN reported, quote, former President Donald Trump faces more than 30 counts related to business fraud in an indictment from a Manhattan grand jury, according to sources familiar with the case. They go on to say that earlier Thursday, a spokesperson for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said the office has contacted Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender for arraignment on, quote, a Supreme Court indictment which remains under seal. Then, of course, Trump's team gave them the finger and said no. So Donald Trump is the first ex-president, quote unquote, to ever be charged with a crime. And of course, as we all know, this establishes the legal precedent to go after former heads of state. So as we've discussed, this is all part of the White Hat strategy to distance Trump from the storm as it hits. And as I've pointed out many times, Q has reminded us Trump is insulated and protected, and he is under no direct threat. This is all part of the pantomime, folks, to continually garner support for inevitable military intervention. And we're very likely going to see Trump put under house arrest at Mar-a-Lago. This is increasingly likely now that Ron DeSantis has come out and refused to honor any extradition orders. And of course, this raises the question as to whether or not this feud between Trump and DeSantis has all been a part of game theory operations. And while I personally don't trust Ron DeSantis, I also remember that Q told us that a good movie requires great actors. So we're going to have to see where he ends up as all of this shakes out in the end. But one thing is for sure, Patriots. If you think it's been a wild ride up until this point, buckle up. We are entering into the eye of the storm at this very moment. And with God's guidance and protection, regardless of what the enemy throws at us in its final death thrashes, we will see this through and we will achieve victory for all of humanity. And in the process, pave the way for the quantum leap into the golden age that Trump recently announced in his speech right after the midterm elections. This is history that will reverberate for thousands of years as humanity looks back at what we did to face down the most ruthless evil the world has ever known, against all odds, and stand up as one righteous people against evil in accordance with our divine mission. God wins. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. Please let me know in the comments. Please take a moment to hit that like button if you did. Please consider becoming a patron and making a monthly donation. Thank you and God bless to all of my patrons out there. Make sure you click on the link for patriotunderground.shop. This is a great way to support my work. I have a wide variety of high quality items at very reasonable prices. Thank you to everyone out there who has already made a purchase. I'm always adding new items, so be sure to check it out. If it's been a while, go back, purchase an item or two. Again, this is a great way to support my work. And finally, folks, make sure you click on the link in the description for PatriotSwitch.com, the best company out there for all of your personal and household products, a company that stands directly in competition against the big box conglomerates that funnel all of our money into BlackRock and Vanguard and use it in operations like we've been discussing tonight, intended to bring humanity to the precipice of destruction. It's time for all of us to band together collectively and reverse that effort to join this worldwide revolution against tyranny by reallocating our financial resources with our spiritual and political values. It's a no-brainer, folks. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with another report. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.